How much we can to be here?
Three.
I am very happy again to be here.
Jag är väldigt glad för att vara här igen.
And I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ja, så nu hälsar jag dig i Jesu namn.
My name is Reverend Matthew Mayo.
Mitt namn är pastor Matthew Mayo.
I'm born again and I love Jesus Christ.
Jag är född på ny och jag älskar Jesus Kristus.
I'm living in one of the cities in Kenya called Eldoret.
Bor i en av byarna i Kenya som heter Eldoret.
Me and my family.
Jag och min familj.
And also the church.
Och så menigheten där.
And so when I was coming from Kenya.
Så där jag kom från Kenya.
Because of the friendship between me and this church through Pastor Aril and Christine.
På grund av vårt vänskap med Pastor Aril och Christine och denna menigheten.
They send greetings, receive their greetings.
Ta emot hälsningar från menigheten.
We love you all in the name of Jesus.
Vi älskar alla i Jesu namn.
Pastor Aril and Christine came to Kenya this year April.
Pastor Aril och Christine kom till oss i Kenya i april.
And we at some series of Bible college studies.
Ja,
at a conference of Bible college.
Bibelstudier.
And many people were blessed.
Och många människor blev välsignade.
And this time I've just come here.
Och denna gången så har jag kommit bara här.
By the invitation of my dear brother.
En invitation från min kära bror.
To come and share in this conference.
Kom och dela i denna konferensen.
Think the theme of this conference is to break the ground.
Och det tema för denna konferensen är att bryta nytt land.
And I want to speak tonight about the title "Give Me This Mountain."
Och jag vill tala idag om detta här. Ge mig den fjället.
That is my topic tonight.
Det är mitt ämne ikväll.
My dear brothers and sisters.
Kära bröder och systrar.
There is so many things which is happening.
Det är många ting som sker.
In the life that we are in.
I det livet som vi nu är i.
But mostly of the spiritual battles.
Men de flesta av de andliga kamperna.
Are in the invisible.
Är i det osynliga.
We don't see by our physical eyes.
Vi ser inte bara med våra fysiska ögon.
And that is why Paul was writing to Ephesians.
Och det är därför Paulus han skrev till Efeserna.
In Ephesians chapter number 6 verse number 10.
I Efeserna 6 vers 10.
Paul was sharing his heart concerning the spiritual battle.
Så delte Paulus hjärtat sitt angående den andliga kampen.
That the warfare that we have is not against the flesh or blood.
Att den kampen vi har den är inte mot kött och blod mot människor.
But against the principalities.
Men mot makter och myndigheter.
Rulers of darkness.
Ja, undervärldens härskare.
Evil spirits.
Onda ånder.
In the heavenly places.
I det himmelska, alltså i himmelrummet.
Paul was showing us the kind of the spiritual warfare that we have.
Paulus visste oss den andliga kampen som vi har stått i.
Many things that we see happening here on earth.
Många av de ting som vi ser sker här på jorden.
It affects first the spiritual realm.
Det har först skett i den det andliga världen.
And that is why as Christians we need to be so to know what is happening.
Och därför så är det så viktigt att vi som kristna vet vad som sker.
Down with me in the book of Joshua chapter number 14.
Joshua kapitel 14.
And we shall read from verse number 6 all the way to verse number 15.
Joshua 14, sorry, which verse?
Chapter 15 verse 6.
Chapter 15 verse 6.
Chapter 14, 14.
Sorry. Chapter 14.
Joshua chapter 14 verse number 6.
Yes. Joshua 14 verse 6.
Yes. Read to verse number 15. Read in Norwegian.
Yeah, till verse number 13.
15, the last.
15, yes.
Yes.
Så kom Judas barn framför Josua i Gilgal.
Mm.
Kaleb, Kenisitten Jefunnes son, sa till honom: Du känner det ordet som Herren talade till Moses, den Guds man, om dig och mig i Kadesh Barnea. Jag var 40 år gammal då Herrens tjänare Moses sände mig ut från Kadesh Barnea för att spejda på landet, och jag kom tillbaka till honom med det ord som jag hade fått i mitt hjärta. Men mina bröder som drog upp samman med mig gjorde folkets hjärtan motlösa. Men jag följde Herren min Gud helt och fullt. Därför svärget Moses den dagen och sa: Sannelig, det landet du satte foten din på, skal være din og dine barns arv til evig tid, fordi du helt og fullt har fulgt Herren, min Gud. Og se, nå har Herren holdt meg liv I alle disse 45 årene, slik han sa, helt fra Herren talte dette ord til Moses, da Israel vandret I ørkenen. Nå jeg på her på denne dag, 85 år gammel. Ennå I dag jeg like sterk som på den dagen Moses sendte meg ut. Som styrken min var den gangen, slik også styrken min til strid nå, både til å gå ut og til å komme inn. Derfor skal du nå gi meg dette fjellet som Herren talte om på den dagen. For på den dagen hørte du at anakittene bor der, og at byene var store og befestede. Det kan hende at Herren vil være med meg, og at jeg kan være I stand til å drive dem ut, som Herren har sagt. Og Josua velsignet ham og ga Hebron som arv til Kaleb, Jefunnes sønn. Så ble Hebron en arv for Kaleb, Kenisitten Jefunnes sønn, som det til denne dag, fordi han helt og fullt fulgte Herren Israels Gud. Navnet på Hebron var tidligere Kiriat Arba. Arba var den største mannen blant anakittene. Nå hadde landet ro fra striden. Amen.
Yes, I want you to underline this verse number 12.
Jeg vil bare understreke vers 12.
In your Bibles.
I din Bibel.
It says, now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day.
Derfor skal du nå gi meg dette fjellet som Herren talte om på den dagen.
And then again, I want you to underline the last verse, the last stanza of the last verse of number 15.
Og så vet jeg at du skal den siste delen av vers 15.
That says, then the land had rest from war.
Så hadde landet ro fra striden.
I want us to see how God can do miracles in a mighty way.
Jeg vil at vi skal kunne se at hvordan Herren gjør mirakler på en mektig måte.
Caleb was among the people they began the journey from Egypt with the children of Israel. Caleb was among the people who began the journey with Moses from Egypt.
Caleb var en av de som begynte reisen fra Egypt, helt fra Egypt.
And before they entered Canaan.
Og før de gikk inn I Kanaan.
God spoke to Moses to choose 12 strong men from the 12 tribes of Israel.
Så talte Gud til Moses om å velge ut 12 sterke menn fra stammene I Israel.
To go and spy the land.
For å gå og speide ut landet.
Because it was so wise for Moses to send people to see first the land.
Fordi at det var vist av Moses og at de skulle sende speide ut landet.
And among those people who were sent,
var blant de folka som var sendt,
was Caleb and Joshua.
Var Caleb og Joshua.
They went and spied the land.
De gikk og speidet ut landet.
But when they were coming back,
men når de kom tilbake,
the ten men,
de ti mennene,
who came first to the camp of the children of Israel,
som kom tilbake, som var fra Israels barn,
when they arrived.
Når de kom tilbake.
They say to Moses.
Sa de til Moses.
The land is so good.
Landet så godt.
There is milk and honey.
Det melk og honning.
But this is another information.
Men dette en annen type information.
We saw the strong men in that land.
Men vi så sterke menn I det landet.
Even the Anakim are there.
Selv Anakittene?
Anakim.
Ja, Anakim var der.
And Anakites was the strongest man. On the face of the planet.
Og disse folka var virkelig sterkeste I hele på hele planeten.
And those ten brothers made the hearts of the children of Israel to melt.
Og disse ti, de fikk på en måte de israelitene til å holde seg tilbake og ble sorgfulle.
And they say to Moses.
Og de sa til Moses.
Mr. Moses.
Herre Moses.
Let us have what we call plan number two.
Let us tenke plan B.
Let us plan to go back to Egypt.
La oss tenke at vi skal gå tilbake til Egypt.
And the old family of Israel, they were crying and mourning.
Og hele alle I Israel, de gråt og klaget.
Because they had come for a long journey.
De hadde kommet på en lang reise, vært på en lang reise.
But when Caleb and Joshua arrived.
Men da Caleb og Joshua ankom.
The Bible says.
I Bibelen.
They say to the children of Israel.
Då sa de till Israels barn.
Listen.
Lytt.
Thou the land there is people living over there.
Selv om i det landet der folket som lever der.
God has given us the land.
Så har Gud gitt oss dette landet
selv. Let us go and possess the land.
La oss gå innta landet.
If you read in the book of Numbers, you can read Numbers chapter 13 verse number 30.
Vi leser i fjerde Mosebok. Numbers?
Yes, Numbers.
Is that the fourth book? Yes.
Yes, Numbers chapter 13.
13.
And verse 30.
Numbers 13. Ja, det fjerde Mosebok 13, vers 13.
13,
vers 30.
Yes.
Thank you. Takk. 13, vers 30, right?
Yes.
Yes. Fjerde Mosebok 13, vers 30. Kaleb hysjet på folket foran Moses, og han sa, la oss for all del dra opp og ta landet i eie, for vi skal klare å få makt over det.
Yes, that is it. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take position, for we are well able to overcome it.
Yeah. Og det var det Caleb sa.
That was the heart of Caleb.
Det var Calebs hjerte.
Caleb said, let us go.
Caleb sa, la oss gå.
We shall never retreat.
Vi skal aldri trekke oss tilbake.
Or surrender and go back to Egypt.
Vi skal aldri overgi oss og gå tilbake til Egypt.
We shall go and take over the land.
Vi skal gå og ta over landet.
And Joshua say also, let us go.
Og Joshua sa også, la oss gå.
Because God is on our side.
Fordi Gud på vår side.
But our enemies.
Men våre fiender.
Are like just food unto us.
Men våre fiender som brød for oss.
And God is on our side.
Gud på vår side.
Let us go and take over the land.
La oss gå og ta over landet.
And everyone was shocked first.
Og alle var jo sjokkert først.
Some people wanted to stone Caleb and Joshua to kill them.
Noen ville steine og så drepe Caleb og Joshua.
But the glory of God came in the tent.
Men så kom Guds herlighet i tentet.
And everyone was silent.
Og alle ble stille.
And they say, we shall accept to go forward.
Og så sa de, vi skal akseptere det og gå frem.
Because of the word of Caleb and Joshua.
På grunn av det ordet som var gitt.
And God said to Moses.
Gud sa til Moses.
Only Caleb and Joshua.
Bare Caleb og Joshua.
Will see the land of Canaan, the promised land.
Vil komme til å se løfteslandet.
But the rest they will never see.
Men resten vil aldri se det.
Because of disobedience.
På grunn av ulydighet.
They didn't accept that God was with them.
De aksepterte ikke at Gud var med dem.
And this is what happened.
Det det som, dette det
God blessed Caleb with Hebron.
Gud velsignet Caleb med Hebron.
Hebron was bought by Abraham.
Ble kjøpt av Abraham.
And Abraham.
Og Abraham
buried his wife Sarai in that land.
Han gravla kona si Sarai i Hebron.
If you read in the book of Genesis.
Så leser vi første Mosebok.
In the book of Genesis, chapter number 23, verses 1 and 6, we can see the story, a bit of the story of Hebron.
Første Mosebok 23, yes. 23 verses.
Verses 1 to 6.
1 to 6.
Yes.
Første Mosebok 23, 1 til 6, vers 1 til 6. Sara levde i 127 år. Dette var Saras leveår. Så døde Sara i Kiriat Arba, det Hebron, i Kanans land. Og Abraham kom for å sørge over Sara og gråte over henne. Så sto Abraham opp og forlot sin døde, og han talte til Hets sønner og sa, «Jeg er fremmed og en innflytter blant dere. Gi meg en eiendom jeg kan ha til gravsted blant dere, så jeg kan begrave min døde et sted ut av syne.» Hets sønner svarte Abraham og sa til ham, «Hør på oss, min herre, du er en Guds høvding blant oss. Du kan begrave din døde på det beste av gravstedene våre. Ingen av oss kan nekte deg gravstedet sitt.» Og gravstedet ditt, du skal få begrave din døde. Amen.
Yes, this land was bought by Abraham.
Dette landet ble altså kjøpt av Abraham.
And he buried Sarah in that land.
Og han begravde Sarah på det landet, eller i på det stedet.
And after 500 years along the line.
Og etter 500 år.
God declared Hebron to be the inheritance of Caleb.
Så lot Gud denne Hebron bli Kalebs arv.
And God said to Moses.
Gud sa til Moses.
I have blessed Caleb with the land of Hebron.
Jeg har velsignet Caleb med Hebrons land.
And I have already blessed Joshua with Dimnat Heres.
Vi har også velsignet Joshua ved et annet sted.
And it took another long years.
Og det tok mange år.
Over 45 years.
Over 45 år.
When God spoke to Moses.
Da Gud talte til Moses.
And now when Caleb and Joshua had reached the promised land.
Og da nå Caleb og Joshua hadde nådd det lovede landet.
They were defeating concerning the groups of children of Israel.
De hadde vært rundt og slåss og fighta der i på grunn av Israels barn eller for å innta landet.
And at last.
Og så helt til slutt.
Here comes a man.
Så kommer en mann.
His name is Caleb.
Hans navn Caleb.
He stood with the children of Judah.
He stood.
With the children of Judah.
Han stod sammen med Judas barn.
And he said to Joshua.
Han sa til Josua.
My brother.
Min bror.
You know what God spoke to Moses concerning me.
Du vet hva Gud sa til eller hva jeg sa God said to you, ja.
In Kadesh Barnea.
I Kadesh Barnea.
And he said to Joshua.
Han sa til Josua.
I was 40 years.
Jeg var 40 år
old.
Gammel.
I was still very young.
Jeg var fortsatt veldig ung.
When God spoke to Moses.
Da Gud talte til Moses.
Because I wholly followed my God wholeheartedly.
Ja, for jeg gikk sammen med Gud helhjertet.
I follow my God with all my heart.
Jeg fulgte min Gud med hele mitt hjerte.
And God bless me with the land of Hebron.
Og Gud velsignet meg med landet Hebron.
Let me encourage you, church, today.
La meg oppmuntre dere menighet.
Point number one.
Punkt nummer en.
Love your God with all your heart.
Elsk din Gud med hele ditt hjerte.
Love your God with all your heart.
Elsk din Gud med hele ditt hjerte.
With all your heart.
Med hele ditt hjerte.
Wholeheartedly.
Helhjertet.
Means to surrender everything to him.
Betyr å overgi alt til
to surrender and trust him.
Å overgi og stole på ham.
The beginning of your blessings.
Det er begynnelsen på dine.
Begins from your heart.
Og begynnelsen på din velsignelse begynner i ditt.
When your heart is right.
Når ditt hjerte er riktig.
With God in heaven.
Er rett med Gud i himmelen.
Everything else is right.
Da er alt rett.
God sees the heart.
Gud ser til hjertet.
Human beings, we can see the flesh, the body.
Mennesker kan se til
hjertet. But let me tell you.
Men bare la meg si en ting.
Our Father in heaven.
Vår far i himmelen.
Sees the heart.
Ser til hjertet. Yes, amen.
If we want to see the blessings of God.
Hvis vi vil se Guds velsignelse.
In our families.
I våre familier.
In our daily lives.
I våre daglige liv.
We need to love our God with all our hearts.
Med hele vårt hjerte.
If we love him like Caleb.
Hvis vi elsker ham som Caleb.
We shall receive our inheritance.
Da vi mottar vår arv.
We shall receive breakthrough in whatever we do.
Så skal vi motta gjennombrudd i hva som helst vi tar oss for.
In the book of Matthew chapter 9.
I Matteus kapittel 9.
And verses number 20.
Vers 20, Matteus 9, vers 20.
Chapter 9, vers 20, Matthew.
Matteus 9, vers 20.
Yes, chapter 9. It's just a story of a woman, she was suffering with the blood issue, you can read. Yeah. 9, 20, and 21, and 22. Yes, read.
Yeah. Så Matteus 9, vers 20 og noen vers der. Og se en kvinne som hadde hatt blødninger i 12 år kom bakfra og rørte ved kanten av klærne hans. For hun sa med seg selv, hvis jeg bare kan få røre ved klærne hans, så skal jeg bli helbredet. Men Jesus snudde seg og sa, og da han så henne, sa han, vær frimodig datter, din tro har frelst deg. Og kvinnen ble frisk i samme stund. Amen.
Yes, this is what happened to this woman.
Det som skjedde med denne kvinnen.
She was suffering.
Hun led.
She was very sick.
Hun var veldig syk.
She had sold everything she had.
Hun hadde solgt alt hun hadde.
Looking for medication.
for å finne noen slags medisin.
But the problem was getting worse and worse every time.
Men problemet ble verre og verre hver dag.
But the Bible says.
Men Bibelen sier.
She said to herself.
Hun sa til seg selv.
By the heart.
I hjertet.
When she was sitting at his home.
Da hun satt ved sitt hjem.
She said to herself.
Så sa hun til seg selv.
If I just touch the garment of Jesus Christ.
Hvis jeg bare får røre ved kappen av Jesus Kristus.
I will receive my healing.
Så kommer jeg til å motta min helbredelse.
I love the faith of this woman.
Jeg elsker den troen til denne kvinnen.
She came behind the group of people.
Hun kom bak denne gruppen av mennesker.
And she just went straight.
Sorry.
She went straight.
Ja, hun gikk rett fram.
And touched the hem.
Og hun tok tak i kappen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Ja, og hun rørte ved kappen av Jesus Kristus.
By doing so.
Og ved å gjøre dette.
She was healed.
Så ble hun helbredet.
And Jesus felt that the power from him has already left.
Og Jesus følte at det var en kraft som gikk ut fra ham.
And Jesus was asking disciples, what is happening?
Og så spurte han disiplene, hva
har skjedd? Who has touched me here?
Hvem var det som har rørt ved meg her?
And people like Peter, they were saying to Jesus, you know, master, many people have been touching you.
Og så som Peter han sa, ja, men Jesus, mange har jo rørt ved deg nå, det er mange rundt deg.
But this woman came and said,
men denne dame kom og
sa, I am the one.
Jeg er den som rørte ved deg.
And Jesus said to her,
og Jesus sa til henne,
you have a great faith.
Du har en stor tro.
Be healed.
Vær helbredet.
And she was healed.
Og hun ble helbredet.
From the heart we receive even miracles.
Fra hjertet så mottar vi også helbredelser, mirakler.
You can believe.
Du kan tro.
You can trust God.
Du kan stole på Gud.
And God will do exceedingly.
Og Gud vil gjøre mye mer.
Beyond your ability.
Mye mer enn din evne.
God will do for you.
Det vil Gud gjøre for deg.
Caleb took a step of faith.
Caleb tok et troskritt.
And said to Joshua.
Sa til Josua.
I am 85 years old today.
Jeg er 85 år i dag.
I am an old man.
Jeg er en gammel mann.
But I am still strong.
Men jeg er fortsatt sterk.
My energy.
Min energi.
Is still very fresh.
Og jeg har fortsatt frisk og sterk energi.
Like the day Moses sent me to spy the land.
Like sterk som den dagen da jeg
mot. Give me this mountain.
Gi meg nå dette fjellet.
Give me this mountain.
Gi meg dette fjellet.
With the Lord spoke 45 years ago.
Det som Gud har talt til meg om for 45 år siden.
And he say I know.
Sorry.
He say I know.
Han sa jeg vet.
That there is strong men in that land.
Det er sterke menn i dette landet.
The Anakites are living there.
Anakittene lever der.
But God will give me grace.
Gud vil gi meg nåde.
He said that the land.
Han sa at landet.
God will give me.
Det landet Gud vil gi meg.
The land was called Kiriat Arba.
Det landet ble kalt Kiriat Arba.
Arba was the strongest man in that land.
Arba var den sterkeste mannen i det landet.
And Caleb said, give me this mountain.
Og Caleb sa, gi meg dette fjellet.
And Joshua blessed Caleb with Hebron.
Og Josua velsignet dette fjellet. Ja. Sorry, can you say that again, please?
And Joshua blessed Caleb.
Ja, og Josua velsignet Caleb.
With Hebron.
Med Hebron.
The land full of blessings.
Det landet som full av velsignelser.
Because of faith.
På grunn av tro.
And trust in God.
Og at man stolte på Gud.
He say I'm still very strong.
Jeg er fortsatt veldig sterk, sa
han. I am 85 years.
85 år gammel.
But I'm still very strong.
Jeg er fortsatt veldig sterk.
Let me encourage you in the name of Jesus.
La meg oppmuntre deg i Jesus.
Might be your mind.
Kanskje din
your energy you feel sometimes very weak.
Kanskje noen ganger du føler deg veldig trøtt.
But I am here to tell you in the name of Jesus.
Men jeg vil fortelle deg i Jesu navn.
Be strong in the Lord.
Vær sterk i Herren.
God will give you grace to take over the land.
Gud vil gi deg nåde til å ta
over. You will take over the city of Sandnes.
Du vil ta over byen Sandnes.
Begin to proclaim.
Begynn å proklamere.
And claim the land.
Og claim.
And say Jesus of Nazareth.
Ja. Och gör krav på landet.
Kräv mig Stavanger.
Ja. Och i Jesu namn, kräv Stavanger för Jesus.
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 Kräv mig back my children.
Jesus, ge mig tillbaka mina barn.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Restore back.
Ta genomprätt.
My family.
Min familj.
Proclaim by faith like Caleb.
Proklamera i tro som Caleb gjorde.
Stand and say by faith.
Stå och säg i tro.
I am still strong and I will take in the name of Jesus.
Jag är fortsatt stark och jag vill ta det i Jesu namn.
In Philippians chapter 4 verse number 13.
I Filipperne 4 vers 13.
The Bible says.
Säger Bibeln.
I can do all things.
Jag kan göra allt.
In Christ that strengthened me.
I Kristus som styrker mig.
Philippians chapter 4 verse number 13.
Filipperne 4 vers 13.
Yes, you can read 4:13 Philippians.
Filippen 4 vers 13. Jag master allt i Kristus, han som styrker mig. Jag makter allt i Kristus, han som styrker mig.
Just to say again. We can say all of us, can we repeat that word?
Ja, vi kan vi gjenta det en gång till.
Can we say all together in your language or if you are speaking English or Norwegian, just to say.
Bara si det ut på ditt språk. Jag makter
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Jag makter allt i Kristus, han som styrker mig. 1, 2, 3. Jag makter allt i Kristus, han som styrker mig. Sorry.
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters.
Kära bröder och systrar.
We can do all things.
Vi kan göra allt.
In him.
I ham.
In Jesus Christ who dwells in us.
I Jesus Kristus som bor i oss.
We can do.
Vi kan göra.
Let me give you this testimony.
Ja, men det är detta vittnesbörd.
2007 God sent me to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
I 2007 så sände Gud mig till Dar es Salaam i Tanzania.
When I arrived in the city of Dar es Salaam.
Då jag ankom byn Dar es Salaam.
I went and studied the city.
Så gick jag runt och så på något sätt kikade jag på byn.
And I went and research.
Och gick jag på något sätt studier och.
And I understood.
Och så förstod jag.
70%.
70%
of the people living there.
Av folk som bodde
där. They were not Christians.
De var inte kristna.
And majority they were the Muslims.
Den majoriteten eller huvudbefolkningen var muslimer.
But we pray.
Men vi bad.
But by the grace of God.
Och vad ved Guds nåde?
As we talk today.
Så när vi snackar idag.
Christians are 55%.
Så är det faktiskt 55 kristna.
From 70 ja. From 30% to 55%.
Så från då som det var 30% så blev det då är det nu 55% kristna.
The church is growing very big.
Och menigheten växer väldigt raskt.
Persecution was very high.
Det var väldigt stark förföljelse.
But Jesus was with us.
Men Jesus var med oss.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can do all things in him.
Vi kan göra allting i ham.
Caleb say give me this mountain.
Caleb sa ge mig den fjällbygden.
Let me assure you. Let me assure you.
Låt mig få försäkra dig.
Nothing is impossible.
Ingenting är omöjligt.
With our God in heaven.
Med vår Gud i himlen.
Nothing is impossible.
Ingenting är omöjligt.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Point number two.
Poäng nummer 2.
Is obedience.
Lydighet.
Caleb was so obedient.
Caleb var så lydig.
He just obeyed God.
Han bara adlöd Gud.
When the rest they were saying we shall go back to Egypt.
När resten sa vi ska resa tillbaka till Egypt.
Caleb say we shall never go back.
Så sa Caleb vi ska aldrig gå tillbaka.
He obeyed God.
Han adlöd Gud.
Dear brothers and sisters.
Kära bröder och systrar.
Miracles will happen only when we obey him.
Mirakel kommer bara att ske när vi adlyder ham.
When we obey him.
När vi adlyder ham.
It will take only obedience.
Det vill ta din all av lydighet.
For you to receive what God has planned for you.
För dig att du ska ta emot allt det Gud har planerat för dig.
Men and women who wrote the Bible.
Män och kvinnor som skrev Bibeln.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Från första Mosebok till Uppenbarelseboken.
They were just obedient to the voice of God.
De var bara lydiga mot Guds stämma.
If we obey the word of God.
Hvis vi adlyder Guds ord.
He will obey the word of God and the voice of God.
Vi ser aldri Guds ord og Guds stemme.
We shall see the breakthrough in the land.
Skal vi se gjennombrudd I landet.
We shall see revival in the land.
Skal vi se vekkelse I landet.
Because obedience.
Fordi lydighet.
Will give us grace like Caleb.
Fordi lydighet vil gi oss nåde slik som Caleb.
Who claimed the land of Hebron?
Som gjorde krav på landet Hebron.
And he went and took over Hebron.
Han gikk og tok over landet Hebron.
And that land of Hebron.
Og Hebrons landet eller det området.
Because of obedience of Caleb.
På grunn av Calebs lydighet.
King David was anointed and grown in that city of Hebron.
Så blev också kung David senare salvet i Hebron.
King David.
Kung David.
Began to be a king over Hebron for 7 years.
Först David var först kung I Hebron I 7 år.
We can read in the book of Second Samuel, I mean. Samuel chapter 5 verse 5.
Andra Samuel, Second Samuel.
Yeah, Second Samuel.
Andra Samuels bok,
Chapter 5 verse 5.
Chapter 5 verse 5.
Yes.
5 verse 5. Andra Samuels bok 5 verse 5.
Yes, you can go up to 6. Yes.
I Hebron var han konge I över Juda I 7 år och 6 månader. Och I Jerusalem var han konge I 33 år över hela Israel och Juda. Only verse 5 or another verse?
Just go to 6 a bit.
Ja. Kongen och männen han stod till Jerusalem och gick mot jebusitterna, dem som bodde I landet.
Can we see the land of Hebron? What is how God anointed this land?
Kan vi se hvordan Gud salvet dette landet?
That this is the land.
Dette landet.
David reigned as a king.
Dette landet som David først var konge.
For 7.5 years.
I 7.5 år.
Before he was given to be the leader of all Israel.
Før han da ble leder for hele Israel.
The first 7 years.
Første 7 årene.
And a half.
Og et halvt. 7.5 år.
He was the king of Hebron.
Var han konge I Hebron.
And not only that.
Men ikke bare det.
He was grown in that city of Hebron.
Men han vokste også fram som leder I dette landet.
The land of Caleb.
Caleb's land.
We can plant something good in obedience today.
Vi kan plante noe I lydighet I dag.
And let me tell you.
La meg fortelle
deg. It shall bless many generations to come.
Og det skal velsigne mange generasjoner. Som kommer.
We are standing today here.
Vi starter I dag her.
And standing in the shoulders of strong men and women who paid the price.
Vi står på skuldrene til menn og kvinner som har betalt en pris.
By obedience they pay ultimate price.
Men og ved lydighet så betalte de en høy pris.
For us to receive salvation.
For at vi skulle få motta frelsen.
I remember the missionaries who came to Kenya.
Jeg husker misjonæren som kom.
And Africa, long time ago.
Og Afrika for lenge siden.
They were fighting with mosquitoes.
De slåss med mygg.
Fighting with lions.
De slåss med løver.
Fighting with harsh communities.
De slåss mot vanskelige, altså mot ja.
But they came to bring the good news.
Men de kom för att bringa de goda nyheterna.
I remember one of the missionaries they say.
Och jag husker en av missionärerna som sa.
Even we shall be buried in Africa.
Och vi kommer jag ska bli gravlagt.
And our bones will speak to the generations to come.
Och våra ben som de ska tala till generationer som kommer efter oss.
Today the strongest continent in Christianity is Africa.
Och idag så är det starkaste kontinenten I kristendomen det är Afrika.
Because of men and women they paid the ultimate price.
Fordi at det var mange menn og kvinner som betalte en høy, høy pris.
They obeyed God.
De adlød Gud.
They crossed over the dangerous seas and oceans.
De krysset hav.
And they came to Africa.
Og de kom til Afrika.
And today we have this grace.
Og I dag har vi den nåden.
Even all of us here.
Till och med oss här.
There is people who obey God and they prayed for us.
Det folk som adlyder Gud, de bad för oss.
And today we are here.
Och idag är vi här.
Even you today.
Till och med dig idag.
God has anointed you.
Gud har salvat dig.
Not only to come every Sunday and sit down in the church and go back and refresh yourself.
Ikke bare liksom for å komme her og sitte og så reise, gå igjen.
God has called you like Caleb.
Gud har kalt deg slik som Caleb.
You need to do something until you are neighbor.
Du må gjøre noe til din nabo.
Until you are city.
Eller til din by.
Until you are nation.
Eller til din nasjon.
We'll see the glory of God through you.
Da ser Guds herlighet.
Glory to Jesus.
Ære til Jesus.
Obedience is so important.
Lydighet så viktig.
In the year 1962.
1962.
There is somebody called Derek Prince.
Var det en som heter Derek Prince?
He came to my village.
Han kom til min landsby.
With a missionary called Martin Franz from Germany.
Han kom med en missionär som heter Martin Franz från Tyskland.
And he came to my small village, small town.
Kom till min lilla by, landsby.
Where I was born.
Där jag blev född.
When they were doing crusade and evangelism.
Och de hade korståg och evangelisering.
People was very hard to receive the word.
Så var väldigt den var folk tog inte emot ordet, de var väldigt harda i sin hjärta.
But they knelt down.
Men de knelte ned.
And they prayed.
Och dessa här missionärer de knelte ned och bad och de sa
God.
Gud.
These people, this generation.
Denna generationen.
They have hardened their hearts.
De har förhärdat sina hjärtan.
But we pray.
Men vi ber.
That what God you have sent us to do.
Att det du Gud har sänt oss att göra.
Let their children.
Låt deras barn.
After this generation they have gone.
När denna generation har dött.
To accomplish what we came to do.
Låt deras barn få lov att fullföra det vi har kom för att göra.
And 40 years along the line.
Och 40 år senare.
After that generation.
Efter den generationen.
God raised us.
Så reste upp Gud oss.
God raised us.
Så reste Gud upp.
And today in that land.
Och idag i detta landet.
Of Nandi County.
Och Nandi fylke som är i Kenya.
They have one. They are one of the areas.
Så är det ett av områdena.
With many pastors across the nation.
Som det är väldigt, alltså där är flest pastorer i hela landet.
Because of the prayers of Derek Prince, Martin Franz.
På grund av bönerna till Martin Franz och Derek Prince.
They paid the price by obedience.
De betalade en pris i lydighet.
And through that prayer.
Och genom den bönen.
I am the result of that prayer.
Jag är ett resultat av den bönen.
Let me tell you.
Låt mig fortälla dig.
It is so important for you to obey God.
Det är så viktigt för dig att.
You can obey God by prayer.
Sorry, you can obey God.
By praying.
Ja, du kan adlyda Gud i bön.
You can obey God by even there is three kinds of missionaries.
Det är också tre typer missionärer du kan adlyda Gud.
There is a missionary who can obey God by praying for the missionary who is preaching the word.
Så är det också man kan be för missionärer som predikar ordet.
There is a missionary who is sent.
Det är också en missionär som är sent.
And there is a missionary who can be supporting the missionary by giving the support.
Och så är det också missionärer som kan som är missionärer vid att ge.
That is the three kinds of missionaries.
Det är dessa tre typerna missionärer.
You can do the mission.
Du kan göra mission.
In any way.
På vilket som helst måte.
And you are winning the souls to Jesus.
Och du vinner själar för Jesus.
Let me tell you today.
Låt mig berätta idag.
When we reach heaven.
När vi kommer till himlen.
The Bible says.
Säger Bibeln.
And Jesus will come and wipe our tears.
Så kommer Jesus att torka bort våra tårar.
Let me tell you.
Och låt mig berätta dig.
It is not because we went through a lot of tribulation.
Det är inte för att vi kommer gick igenom massor.
Not because we went through a lot of persecution.
Inte för att vi gick massor.
No.
Massor förföljelse.
But let me tell you.
Men låt mig berätta dig.
This is the reality.
Detta är verkligheten.
When we reach heaven.
När vi kommer till himlen.
Then you see.
Kommer du att se?
When Jesus will come to you and say.
Då kommer Jesus att säga till dig.
My dear sister, my brother.
Min kära syster, min kära bror.
Do you see those people?
Ser du dessa människor?
They are in the other side.
De är på den andra sidan.
They are in hell.
Ja, i helvete.
You are supposed to sponsor people to go and preach for them.
Du skulle ha varit med oss.
You are supposed to preach to your neighbor, but you didn't.
Du skulle ha prägt till din nabo, men du.
You are supposed to pray for your neighbor to receive Jesus, but you didn't have time.
Du skulle bett för nabon.
I had given you to that man or that woman.
Ja, jag hade gett den här mannen eller kvinnan.
But you are busy with your program.
Men du var upptagen med ditt program.
Then you will begin to cry.
Da kommer du til å begynne å
be. When you are in heaven and there is somebody in the other side.
Når du er i himmelen og det er noen
It will be the painful in your life.
Det vil være så smertefullt I ditt liv.
It will be painful.
Det kommer til å bli så veldig smertefullt.
Because to pass through tribulation or persecution, that is normal to a Christian life. That is normal to us.
Det normalt å gå gjennom prøvelse og vanskeligheter.
That is part of our breakfast.
Det en del av vår frokost.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
To be rejected is normal.
Det å bli avvist, det jo helt
That is normal.
Det helt normalt.
But it will be so painful.
Men det kommer til å bli så
When you see your beloved ones even in the other side.
Når du ser også de som du glad I på den andre siden.
Let us obey God today and do something. Let us do something.
La oss gjøre noe.
Let us walk when it is day, when it is still daytime.
La oss arbeide mens det ennå dag.
A night is coming.
Natten kommer.
It is better for us to do now.
Det bedre for oss å gjøre nå.
We are serving God of now.
Vi tjener en Gud som nå.
God who can do even today.
Gud som til og med kan gjøre I dag.
We met with that lady Han.
Vi møtte denne kvinnen
Han. In Starbucks hotel.
På et hotell I Stavanger.
In Stavanger.
Ja. Starbucks hotel.
Starbucks.
I Stavanger.
Restaurant. And then we talk.
Yes.
And.
Og så snakket vi med henne.
And we say to her, can we go and show you the church?
Så spurte vi, kan vi gå og vise deg menigheten?
Reaching the church.
Ja, vi kom til menigheten.
This was one of the miracles.
Dette var et av miraklene.
She didn't want to leave us again.
Vi hadde ikke lyst til å.
She was hanging around us.
Vi hang rundt oss.
We were together with Mama Grete.
Vi var med mor Grete.
And then we continued in prayer meeting in Mission Church.
Og så hadde vi da bønnemøte I Mission
And she was there.
Og hun var der.
When we were praying for people to go to the streets, she came on also and prayed together with us. And then she said, I am ready to receive
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And today she has been baptized. You can see, she is a student in University of Stavanger. She comes from all the way from Vietnam. When I asked about the religion of their family,
they say that
the religion is Buddha.
But
today she is born again. She has been baptized. Let us celebrate the Lord for that. That is another miracle is that. She said that I have a friend,
yeah.
My boyfriend,
yeah,
and she has managed to bring him today here.
And
I know we shall have time to pray for him again. God is good in the name of Jesus. The background of my brother, we were sharing here some minutes ago, and she said, my background of my father is Muslims, but I my father said to me you are free to choose now.
Min bakgrunn til kjæresten til
Now we shall have two people I know. Can we celebrate and say amen?
Kan vi feire og si amen?
That is how the kingdom of God can advance.
Det slik Guds rike kan gå framover.
Yes, point number 3 is pursue righteousness always. Pursue righteousness.
Pursue gå efter eller jag efter rättfärdighet.
In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34.
I Ordspråkene chapter 13.
Chapter 14.
Chapter 14.
Verse 34.
Ordspråkene 14 vers 34. Ordspråkene 14 vers 34.
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34.
Ordspråkene 14 vers 34. Ordspråkene 14 vers 34.
Yes.
Der står det.
You can read. You can. Just the one only. That fast only.
Rettferdighet opphøyer et folkeslag, men synden en skam for folkene. Amen.
Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Rettferdighet opphøyer et folkeslag, men synd en skam for folkene.
Righteousness
Rettferdighet
exalts a nation.
upphör ett folkslag.
Righteousness.
Rättfärdighet.
Will exalt you.
Vill lyfta dig upp.
Will take you from one glory to another glory.
Vill ta dig från en härlighet till ett nivå härlighet till ett annat nivå.
Caleb received the land.
Caleb tog emot fick landet.
Of Hebron.
Landet Hebron.
Because of righteousness.
På grund av rättfärdighet.
He was so righteous.
Han var så rättfärdig.
And today.
Och idag.
We have received Jesus Christ.
Så har vi mottagit Jesus Kristus.
Our hope.
Vårt hopp.
And our righteousness.
Vårt hopp och vår rättfärdighet.
We need to pursue righteousness.
Vi tänker också efterjaga rättfärdighet.
That is putting Jesus number one in our lives.
Det handlar om att sätta Jesus som nummer en i vårt liv.
Because he's our righteousness.
För han är vår rättfärdighet.
He has conquered everything.
Han har vunnit över allt.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus är Herre.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember some days.
Jag husker någon dagar.
Whereby my mother and my father could pray for me.
Då min mor och min far kunde be för mig.
My father and my mother.
Min far och min mor.
They were pioneers of Salvation Army churches in their region.
De var pionjärer i Frälsningsarmén i den regionen.
Though I was born in a Christian family.
Selv om jag blev född i en kristen familj.
I went to Sunday school.
Och jag gick på söndagsskolan.
But it was just I was just a child choir.
Men jag var en sån kyrkogänger.
I didn't have that intimacy with my Lord Jesus Christ.
Jag hade inte den intima förhållande med Jesus Kristus.
My life was so messed up.
Mitt liv var som att det var ett kaos.
I went through hard time in my life.
Jag gick igenom vanskliga tider i mitt liv.
All kinds of war I went through.
Typer krig och det är en kaos.
You can see in my hands here, I have a scar.
Du kan se i min hand här så har jag ett arr.
We were in a bar.
Vi var i en pub.
Bar, and somebody wanted to kill me.
Och någon ville dräpa mig.
We were drunk overpowered by alcohol.
Vi var fulla och
and somebody wanted to kill me.
Och någon ville dräpa mig.
And I had to use my hand to defend myself.
Och jag måste bruka handen min för att försvara mig.
Somebody had a sword.
En hade ett svärd.
And he was ready to kill me.
Och han var klar till att dräpa mig.
But I thank Jesus Christ.
Men jag kallade på
that he did not allow that man to kill me.
Att han inte skulle jag kallade på Jesus att han inte skulle.
But my mother and my father was praying for me.
Men min mor och min far de
they were just so righteous before the Lord.
Min mor och min far var så rättfärdiga framför
Herren. And praying for me.
Och de bad för mig.
But what happened?
Men vad som skedde?
9 months along the line.
9 månader senare.
When I had my mother one evening praying for me.
Så då hörte jag min mor bad för mig.
It touched my heart.
Så rörde det hjärtat mitt.
I was going to kitchen to pick my dinner.
Jag var på väg in i köket för att.
But I heard my mother and my father praying in the living room.
Men då hörde min mor och min far bad.
They were saying, God, remember Matthew wherever he is.
Så sa jag till Gud, Gud.
I had to stand for 2 minutes to wait that prayer.
Så stod jag på en måte och väntade på den bönen.
But before the end of the next year.
Men för slutet på nästa år.
I went to a Christian fellowship.
Så begynte jag att gå i ett kristens fellesskap.
And the preacher was preaching the good news.
Och predikanten han prekte evangeliet.
And I raised my hand.
Och jag lyfte händerna.
And I came forward.
Och jag kom fram.
And say to Mr. to the preacher.
Och jag sa till predikanten.
Preacher,
predikant eller
how can I receive Jesus?
Hur kan jag ta emot Jesus?
How can I receive?
Hur kan jag ta emot?
And this man.
Och denna mannen.
Took a step of faith and prayed for me.
Tog ett
he led me in salvation and prayed for me.
Han ledde mig till frälse och bad för mig.
When he was praying for me.
Då han bad för mig.
I could see the flow coming up.
Så kunde jag se också som gulvet kom upp.
The crown coming up to me.
Ja, så kom en backen upp till mig.
But it was not the floor.
Men det var inte gulvet.
I was falling down.
Det var inte gulvet, jag falt ned.
And I fell down.
Jag falt ned.
I was there for 2 hours.
Jag låg där i 2 timmar.
I didn't understand anything
in
the life that we are now.
But
in the spiritual life, God opened for me the spiritual realm.
Gud åpnet for meg den åndelige virkeligheten.
I saw all what I went through in life.
Jeg så alt det som jeg hadde gått gjennom I livet.
Our everything.
Alt sammen.
It went like that, one by one.
En etter en hendelse som en film.
One by one.
En etter en som jeg så.
And 2 hours.
Og to timer.
I woke up.
Etter 2 timer våknet jeg opp.
And my heart was healed.
Og mitt hjerte var helbredet.
I saw another world.
Jeg så en annen verden.
I saw my life in a new beginning.
Jeg så mitt liv som en ny begynnelse.
My life was changed.
Mitt liv var forandret.
My life was changed.
Mitt liv var forandret.
And I am today here.
Og jeg I dag her.
Because of those prayers.
På grunn av de bønnene.
Of my mother and my father.
Min mor og min fars bønner.
Your prayers is so important.
Dine bønner så viktige.
Don't forget to pray for somebody.
Ikke glem å be for noen.
It matters a lot.
Det betyr enormt mye.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God wakes up you even in the middle of the night.
Hvis Gud vekker deg til og med midt på
natten. And say to you just to pray now.
Og sier til deg bare be.
Take a step and pray.
Ta et skritt og be.
And God will do something.
Ja, og Gud vil gjøre noe.
Let me share with you just a small testimony.
La meg dele med meg et kort vitnesbyrd.
All most of you heard about an accident of an aircraft of Ethiopia.
Flest av dere har hørt om denne ulykken med Ethiopian Airlines.
Which happened on March.
Som skjedde I mars.
Of this year.
I år.
There is a lady from our city.
Det en kvinne fra vår by.
She's a doctor.
Hun lege.
From our university hospital in Eldoret.
Universitetssykehuset I Eldoret.
They had gone to Egypt for a conference concerning cancer.
Hun var på vei til Egypt for en konferanse om kreft.
And the hospital sent Jane and Mercy to attend the conference.
Og sykehuset sendte denne kvinnen til den konferansen.
But when they were flying from Cairo to Addis Ababa.
Men da de fløy fra Cairo til Addis Ababa.
Mercy she began to pray.
Så begynte denne kvinnen Mercy å be.
When they were serving the air hostess was serving food.
Ja, de flyvertinnene, de serverte mat.
She didn't have time to even eat, take the meal.
Hun hadde ikke engang tid til å ta dette måltidet.
When they landed,
da de landet
in Addis Ababa,
I Addis Ababa,
she asked somewhere to pray.
Så hun spurte om det var et sted hun kunne be.
She took time there praying.
Hun tok tid der for å be.
But you know what happened?
Men du vet hva som skjedde?
When the boarding was being done.
Da ombordstigningen var ferdig.
She had pain in her stomach.
Så hadde hun vondt I magen.
The stomach was running very hard.
Det var hun hadde sånn diaré, så det var.
And she went and sat in the toilet.
Hun satt på toalettet.
Until the flight was the boarding was done.
Inntil alle var ombord.
When she came and she was told, unfortunately, you will not board that aeroplane.
Og dessverre sa de til henne da.
It is already closed. Wait another flight.
Du må vente på en ny flight for gaten stengt.
And 10 minutes along the line.
10 minutter senere.
The aircraft came down.
Så falt dette flyet ned og styrte dette flyet.
Can you imagine how God saved Mercy?
Kan du tenke deg hvordan Gud frelste denne kvinnen?
Our friend Jane, she has gone to be with the Lord. Because she was born again. But mercy.
Med mercy.
God had mercy upon her.
Gud han holdt mercy igjen.
Can you imagine that prayer?
Kan du tenke deg denne bønnen?
And God causing pain in the stomach.
Og så gav Gud henne smerte I magen.
Hey, God is great.
Ja, Gud stor.
Ah, God is great.
Ja, Gud stor.
Let me tell you.
Jeg må fortelle deg.
It is good to obey that small voice.
Det godt å adlyde Guds stemme.
Even the still voice.
Til og med den stille
stemmen. If God say do something now, do right away. Don't wait.
Ikke vent.
God will use that Janus as a blessing.
Ja, Gud vil gi deg en velsignelse.
Amen. Ja, amen. Stand on behalf.
Stå på vegne av.
Of others to be blessed through you.
på vegne av andre, så kan eller Gud kan velsigne deg gjennom deg.
Stand on behalf of other people.
Stå der på vegne av andre folk.
Caleb stood on behalf of Judah.
Ja, Caleb stod der på vegne av Judah.
And he claimed Hebron for them.
Og han krevde Hebron for dem.
Likewise to us.
Det også sånn for oss.
We need to stand on behalf of other people.
Vi trenger å stå på vegne av andre folk.
Let me share with you another testimony. Which is a life testimony. During the war in Uganda.
Under krigen i Uganda.
There is some families from our area.
Det var en familie fra vårt område.
They had gone for farming and business in Uganda.
De hadde gått for å drive noe business i Uganda.
But when Idi Amin took over leadership in Uganda.
Men Idi Amin tog över ledarskapet i Uganda.
He was persecuting Christians in high class.
Han förföljde kristna i stor grad, hög grad.
And these people they decided to come back to Kenya.
Och dessa folken bestämde sig för att komma tillbaka till Kenya.
From that region of Kampala.
Från den regionen i Kampala.
And for them to reach to Kenya.
För dem för att komma över gränsen.
They had to cross River Nile.
Så måste de kryssa Nilen.
And they were coming with their cows.
Så kom de med kuren sina.
Their families.
Familjen sina.
And when people were crossing the river.
Och då folk kryssat elva.
There was a man.
Var en man.
He was coming with a small cow.
Så kom en liten ku.
And this small cow was weak.
Och den lilla kuen, den var svag.
And he had to walk to be the last person to cross over.
Och han måste vara den sista som gick över.
When he was crossing over.
Då han kryssat över.
The crocodile came.
Kom krokodilen.
The crocodile was aiming to catch all the cow.
Den krokodilen rättade sig mot att ta den kuen.
He missed the cow.
Men han gick glipp av den kuen.
He got hold of the leg of the man.
Han fick ett stället ben till den mannen.
And the man say goodbye.
Och mannen sa
go and tell my people.
Gå till landet mitt.
And it's unfortunate I will not make to come again.
Sorry.
I will not make to come again.
Men jag kommer inte att komma.
Because the crocodile was pulling him to the deep waters.
Fordi den krokodilen drog han ned i det dype vannet.
But there is one man.
Men det en man.
He was a friend indeed to this man.
Han var en vän till den mannen.
He took the spear.
Han tog spjutet.
And he went inside water.
Han gick ned i vannet.
And he hit the crocodile on the heart.
Han traff den krokodilen.
And the crocodile opened the mouth and released the man. And this man saved his friend.
Och denna man räddade mannen.
And he killed the crocodile.
Och han dräpte krokodilen.
And saved the man.
Och de räddade denna mannen.
And they came back home.
De kom tillbaka hem.
He was wounded.
Han var sårad.
They bandaged him.
De gav honom bandage.
He was carried with this man from water.
Han bar den mannen fra
But he managed to arrive in Kenya.
Men han klarte å komme tilbake til Kenya.
And this man was crying every day.
Og denne mannen gråt hver dag.
That it took only my friend to come and save me.
Det tok bare min venn, en venn, å komme og redde meg.
Let me tell you.
La meg fortelle deg.
All of us.
Alle oss.
Most of us. We were in the jaws of the crocodile.
Vi var i gapet på denne
krokodillen. But we have a friend.
Men vi har en venn.
We have a friend. 2000 years ago.
For 2000 år siden.
He went to the crocodile.
Han gick till den krokodilen.
Our enemy.
Vår fiende.
His name is Jesus.
Hans namn är Jesus.
He came from heaven.
Han kom från himlen.
And killed the devil.
Och dräpte djävulen.
And set us free.
Och satte oss fri.
We have a friend.
Vi har en vän.
A good friend.
En god vän.
Oh hallelujah. What a friend we have.
För en vän vi har.
Oh, what a friend we have.
För en vän vi har.
Hallelujah.
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 I am no longer a Kenyan.
Jag är inte längre bara en Kenyan.
I belong to the family of Jesus.
Jag behåller tillhörigheten.
I am a new creation. I'm born in a new blood.
Yes, you put in new
the blood of the tribe of the line of Judah.
Blood of Jesus.
We have a friend.
Vi har en vän.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Ära till Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Ära till Jesus.
When this friend comes into your life.
När den vän kommer in i ditt liv.
You will never have any racism in your life.
Yeah.
No racism in your life.
Du kommer inte ha någon rasism i
ditt liv. No nepotism. No nepotism.
Nepotism.
No tribalism.
Ja, ikke noen stammefeider.
We belong to one family. The family of Jesus. Because of our friend. That is the friend. He has paid everything. May the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus. Hope to see you again. In the coming year of 2020 mission. This family and some of the members, they are coming down to Kenya on June and July. We are ready to receive you. May the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. Stand like Caleb. And God will give you grace. Let us stand on our feet. And stand like Caleb. A friend. Who say, I will take over Hebron for my people. The theme of this conference is that break the ground. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Break the ground. And the man by the name Caleb, you say, give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. I feel that tonight there is people. They will stand like Caleb and say, Jesus, give me the city. Hallelujah. In Friday, on Wednesday, I was sharing about a man from Scotland.
På onsdag så delte jeg angående en mann fra Skottland.
His name is John Knox.
Hans navn Son Knox. John Knox.
When he was praying, he said, God, give me Scotland and Great Britain.
Gud, gi meg Skottland
og Or I die.
Eller så dør jeg, sa han.
Give me.
Gi meg.
Scotland.
Skottland.
Until the Queen of Scotland say.
Inntil dronning av Skottland.
I cannot fear.
Jeg kan ikke frykte.
The American army. I cannot fear the American army.
Jeg kan ikke frykte den amerikanske
hæren. But I fear the prayers of the man of
Men
God.
Men jeg frykter bønnene til den mannen, John Knox.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Norway needs such people today.
Norge trenger sånne mennesker i dag.
People who will say, give me Norway.
Ja, mennesker
people who can cry like Caleb.
Noe som krever landet sånn som Caleb.
And say, Norway belongs to Jesus.
Og sier, Norge tilhører Jesus.
Until the land will be set free.
Until landet blir satt fri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Ære til Jesus.
I was working as accountant in the hospital.
Jeg jobbet som en regnskapsfører på sykehuset.
And God showed me many people dying without receiving Jesus.
Som døde uten å ta imot Jesus.
And God said to me, my son.
Og Gud sa til meg, min sønn.
You are sitting in this office.
Du sitter på dette kontoret.
How long will you sit and my people are dying and I have called you?
Når hvor lenge vil du sitte der og så går det mange mennesker uten?
I cry.
Jeg gråt.
I had to resign.
Jeg måtte bare si opp
min stilling. 2000.
I år 2000 så sa jeg opp min stilling.
Because in my land.
Fordi i mitt land.
We had only
bare
one big church.
Var det bare en stor menighet.
A Catholic congregation.
En katolsk menighet.
And many people they didn't know about salvation.
Og mange mennesker kjente ikke til frelse.
And I went and began to stand.
Og jeg begynte og jeg sto opp.
To raise an army of the Lord.
For å reise en hær for Herren.
We began our first church.
Vi begynte vår første menighet.
Me and my wife.
Meg og min kone.
And three other people.
Og tre andre folk.
A congregation of five people.
En menighet på fem mennesker.
But we stood for 3 years.
Men vi stod der I 3 år.
And waiting God.
Og ventet på Gud.
And there was a breakthrough.
Og så ble det et gjennombrudd.
From 5 people.
Fra 5 mennesker.
To 800 people.
Til 800 mennesker.
The land was set free.
Landet ble satt fri.
And through that.
Og gjennom det.
We have now. The biggest church in Kenya, among the biggest. Jesus Army all over Kenya.
Jesus Herren, all over.
Let me say.
La meg fortelle deg.
It will take only.
Det vil bare ta.
Your faith in God.
Din tro på Gud.
For your blessings. in the name of Jesus. Let me say it tonight. Let me prophesy in the name of Jesus. God is raising many Caleb in the land of Norway. And they will take over the land. They will claim the land. You are here tonight. And you are among the people. In the name of Jesus. Norway will see the revival.
Norge kommer til å se vekkelse.
The glory of God will be restored back in this land.
Ja, Guds herlighet vil bli restaurert.
Because of you.
Fordi på grunn av deg.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesu navn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you believe.
Hvis du tror.
And you need prayer.
Og du trenger
to claim.
For å kreve.
The mountain.
Kreve dette fjellet.
Come in front.
Kom.
So that we pray together.
Ja, kom fram så kan vi be sammen.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Thank you Jesus.
Takk Jesus.
Thank you Jesus.
Takk Jesus.
If you believe there is something God has put in your heart.
Hvis du tror at det noe som Gud har lagt ned.
To stand in obedience and say.
Og stå i lydighet og si.
I am standing.
Jeg står.
I am standing on behalf of my family.
Jeg står på vegne av min familie.
Even if I might be you are here and you are suffering with pain.
Kanskje her så har du smerte.
You are suffering with illness.
Lider med sykdom.
You are sick.
Du er syk.
I want you to come and stand and say God.
Og jeg vil at du skal stå og si.
My inheritance is your healing.
Ja, du helbreder meg.
You went to the cross of Calvary.
Du gikk til korset på Golgata.
You are beaten.
Du blir slått.
And by your wounds I have been healed.
Og med dine sår har jeg fått lege.
I want you to claim your inheritance now.
Jeg vil kreve din arv nå.
I want to welcome somebody to come in front.
Jeg vil ønske velkommen dere.
If you feel you need prayer, just come.
Hvis du føler at du trenger bønn, forbønn.
If you want to claim the nation of Norway, come.
Hvis du vil kreve.
If you want to claim
Norge, kom.
Claim the city of your city you are coming from, come. Just come on front.
Og hvis du vil kreve den byen som du bor i, så kom fram.
In the name of Jesus.
Kom fram i Jesu navn.
Anything that you feel to claim, come in front.
Noe du føler at du skal kreve.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
If you feel in your heart,
hvis du føler i ditt hjerte,
God has put something in your heart.
Gud har lagt noe ned i hjertet ditt.
To claim today.
Okay, vi dag.
Like Caleb.
Som Caleb.
And say, like Caleb say, give me this mountain.
Caleb sa, gi meg dette fjellet.
The Bible says. We shall speak to the mountains. And mountains shall move. We want to speak to any mountain tonight. And God will release the atmosphere.
Of
prayer in the nation of Norway. A new atmosphere is happening here. I feel a new atmosphere in Sandnes and Stavanger. There is a new airwaves.
Det er nye bølger i luften.
Of the glory of God in the land.
Av Guds herlighet i landet.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
I feel thy breakthrough. And to men and women here.
Et gjennombrudd i menn og
kvinner. In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
I want to welcome the servants of God.
Jeg vil ønske velkommen de
Guds tjenere. Apostle with us, Apostle Aril.
Apostle Aril.
We have a bishop there.
We have a bishop there.
Hallelujah. We have Pastor Irma and his husband, the pastors.
Yeah, Irma Alvin, Pastor Irma Alvin.
All pastors, if you are a pastor here.
Hvis du en pastor her.
I want the people to raise up their hands.
Jeg vil at mennesker skal løfte.
And we shall lay our hands. Welcome the servants of God to pray for this. Everyone begin to raise up your hand as I declare blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I welcome the servants of God to come. We pray for these people. We shall pray for these people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.